George Bush says we are losing the war on drugs. Well, you know what that implies? There's a war going on, and people on drugs are winning it. Ah! Well, what does that tell you about drugs? Some smart, creative motherfuckers on that side. They're winning a war, and they're fucked up. A lot of y'all don't even know you're fighting, do you? You're sitting there going, fuck, I'm watching Saturday Night Live. Are we winning? Look, I feel like my flank is covered. Honey, bring me a beer. I got a war to win. Fucking war is that? You know, the war on drugs is hypocrisy, man. That's why it's not going to work. It's fucking a lie. Alcohol and cigarettes kills more people than crack, coke, and heroin combined. So the war on drugs is really sort of a cocksuck, isn't it? You alcoholics are going, shit, we're next. If they're fighting drugs, we can be taken. Drug guys are creative motherfuckers. We're just obnoxious, man. We're fucking out there. Hey, here comes the fight. You know the problem with the war on drugs is they lump all drugs together. You know what I mean? Pot and crack. And they're not the same. Not only do I think pot should be legalized, I think it should be mandatory. Think about it. You get in traffic behind somebody. Shut up and smoke that. It's the law. Oh, sorry, I was taking life seriously. Oh, shit, I'm sorry about all that noise. I thought it mattered. Oh, shit, who's hungry? That'd be a nice world, wouldn't it? Mellow, hungry, fucked up people everywhere. Domino's pizza trucks passing each other on every highway. Parades of Domino's. Let them get stuck in traffic. All our pizzas will be free. The war on drugs. You know, it's wild. You never see a positive drug story on the news, do you? You ever seen one? Isn't that weird? Don't you think that's strange? I mean, the news is supposed to be objective. Isn't it supposed to be the news? But every drug story is negative? Well, hold it. I've had some killer times on drugs. I'm not promoting it, but I'm not denying it. Let's hear the whole fucking story. Same LSD story every time. We've all heard it. Young man on acid, thought he could fly, jumped out of a building. What a tragedy. What a dick. Don't go blaming acid on this fucking guy. Hey. If he thought he could fly, let him take off from the ground and check it out first. Fuck it. He's an idiot. He's dead. Good. You don't see ducks lined up to catch elevators to fly north, do you? No, they fly from the fucking ground. The guy was a moron. He's dead. Good. No tragedy. You mean there's one less idiot in the world? Whew, how am I going to sleep through the night? Why so down, Bill? We're missing a moron. We're missing a moron. I mean, I'm not trying to be cold or cruel or, you know, but goddamn, let's hear the whole story. Wouldn't you like to see a positive LSD story on the news to hear what it's all about, perhaps? Wouldn't that be interesting just once? Today, a young man on acid realized that all matter is merely energy condensed to a slow vibration that we are all one consciousness experiencing itself subjectively. There's no such thing as death. Life is only a dream and we're the imagination of ourselves. Here's Tom with the weather. Wow. Did you see the news? Something about how we're God's perfect and holy thoughts and we live in his mind and there's no reason to suffer or lack ever. I thought it was sort of newsworthy. Then again, I was fucked up at the time, so who knows? Shit, man. It's got too many mixed signals, you know what I mean? A lot of our heroes are big drug users. It's tough for us, right? And when you're really down and out, you can always think, hey, if drugs are so bad for us, how come Keith Richards still fucking walks? Let's hear the Surgeon General's report on Keith. A little hole in the theory there. Surgeon General says drugs are bad, drugs are evil. Except for that guy. They work real well for him, but the rest of you. It's like that commercial, the guy with the skillet. This is your brain. Here's Keith's brain. Here's Keith's brain on drugs. Hey, that sounds pretty good. That's him on drugs? Well, shit. Get him some more. Let's see what else he pumps out. Here's Keith almost dead. Well, fuck it. Let's kill him. Get some real hits.